Valuation. Pandemic archives since the late 19th century have left traces of frontline healthcare worker testimonies scattered across institutional platforms. Media affordances since the late 20th century in resource-rich contexts have made it possible for frontline healthcare workers to record their qualitative perceptions, sometimes as historical record, for example, in the National Institutes for Health In Their Own Words archive for HIV/AIDS, and at other times as urgent public health messaging, as in the COVID-19 episodes. For frontline healthcare workers without such access, global communications infrastructures are expansive enough to offer media platforms that range from WhatsApp videos to worker monthlies to structured interviews in news media. The American Journal of Nursing, the leading publication for the profession in the US, hosts the Off the Charts blog with a dedicated COVID-19 site that is regularly updated and a rapid-fire frontline nurses wiki wisdom forum for RNs to share information. Frontline observations also find audiovisual documentation across platforms. These documentaries range from films such as Carolyn Jones's In Case of Emergency 2020 and the New York Times Death Through a Nurse's Eyes, also 2020 in the US, and the News Minute Day in the Life, made in 2020 in India. Now, India's 1 million accredited social health activists, or ASHA workers as they are called, who collect data for the National Health Mission, have recourse to a monthly periodical in some states and share information on WhatsApp. But there are no institutional archives for their first looks. Indeed, their views from the field made landfall across news channels because of the precarity of their COVID-19 frontline encounters. Highly local, embedded in their communities, ASHA workers are known for handling maternal and newborn care in rural, peri-urban, and urban areas. When COVID-19 broke out, they were deployed for door-to-door data gathering, contact tracing, and health assessments, all for a bonus of ₹1,000 a month, which is around $1,350 a month. And this failed to arrive in 75% of the states. As independent media channels such as Wire.in or local news channels and feminist digital platforms such as Behen Box documented their stories, a clearer sense of the difficulties of testing, quarantining, and social distancing emerged, calibrating differentiated pandemic experiences. The point is not only to celebrate RNs and ASHAs as the proverbial unsung heroes, as they are called. This is done across mainstream media archives, microblogging sites, and activist media networks, and rightly so. Nor is it to point out the shoddy, sometimes deadly circumstances that confronted them in the contact zone of the epidemic. Lack of PPE, long shifts, public fears, scant knowledge. Both are important moves for recognizing how we extract value from frontline workers, appreciating their supportive care as supplements to real changes that we ascribe to institutional policies and scientific research. Beyond this extractive valuation, we might ask what fragmented field notes can induce in listeners, readers, viewers, removed from imminent danger. Below, I chart three dimensions of first looks to track how frontline intelligence reroutes qualitative perceptions of a global pandemic out there in the news, abstract in data, to in here in bodies, homes, neighborhoods of lived experience.